Hello, and welcome to The Trillionaire Mindset. I am Ben Kahn.
I am Emil DeRosa, and this is episode 72. While you're here, maybe check out the disclaimer.
Don't forget to read that disclaimer. Follow us and subscribe and comment.
Bitch. We went live yesterday. If you missed it, you can go back and watch it on our channel. And that channel, again, is Trillionaire Mindset. How you doing, Ben?
Good. I got one more announcement. Okay. We're going to restock the Columbine shirts.
Yes, Columbine
shirts. Columbo shirts soon.
We got blue and pink posters, which are what we got.
And we're working on a new sticker. We heard some complaints that the last ones were a little
racist.
Not sticky enough.
Oh. Yes. They were not sticky enough.
Yeah. But they're still racist.
And it's a lot harder than you think, actually, to work on a new sticker. You would think that we would just get one done, but we're actually putting a lot of effort into it, and we got a whole team of kids designing it.
Well, we need their little hands
yes,
to do the
stickers
artwork.
Are tiny. So how's the no cigarettes going, Ben?
Oh, man.
What's up with that?
The cigarettes, it's good. Well, you know what? I realized that it fucked up my eyes.
To do smoking or to not?
To quit.
Oh.
So that I had to...
Re-get glasses.
It basically reversed my LASIK.
Yeah.
So I have glasses now.
Well, if there's smoke along, LASIK needs smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's and part of the, yeah. Yeah. And I think, what's up with your hair?
It's better. It's blonde now.
Yeah.
Blonde is better, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing a whole new sexy thing as well, so that's cool.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going sexy mode.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's actually better that I have glasses on.
Right.
Because otherwise, my eyes look like too close together.
Oh. That spreads them out a little bit?
Yeah.
It's almost like braces, but the opposite.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, should we get our guests? I heard our podcast is going to
stock market.
Right. Are you freaking out about... Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw. They just announced all the stocks are changing, starting today.
It's like
we need consistency,
yeah.
And they're not giving it to us.
I want to wake up.
I know.
Just knowing what it's going to be.
It's going to be different all the time, and that's a new thing they're doing. So you know, good luck. Should we get to the show?
Should we start it?
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right.
Monkey at the beat, man.
Kramer, when I get done with you.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a trillionaire
mindset? Fill me up, you know. Bitcoin solves this. Bitcoin 100,000.
Hey. What's
hey,
up?
Emil.
How are you guys?
Hey. Good.
Good.
Do you like the new Ben and Emil?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me three.
But you know, sometimes it's good to go classic style. How are the classic ones doing?
Classic ones still got it, baby.
Yeah, still got it.
Yeah, I'm a little burpy this morning, which I was just saying it sucks.
Hmm. I do like the new sexy mode Emil though.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, thank you. That helped.
Yeah.
Tapping me on the back.
Oh yeah, burp him like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, give it a shot. It's not coming out. Maybe I need to be bent over.
Oh, like, and I do it lower?
Yeah, it's okay. We'll figure it out.
Cool.
You can get me later. Well, everybody, in case you haven't noticed by now, we've got the boys from Podcast But Outside joining us today. It was only proper since we went on their show
yesterday.
Yeah, but that's like 3 days ago.
Came out on Wednesday.
2 days ago.
It came out this week.
2 days
ago. Yeah, 2 days ago for you guys. Mm-hmm. We've got Cole and we've got Andrew.
Hey.
And, they're going to be joining us today, and it's going to be very special.
They'll be joining us.
Yeah, I've already seen the episode, by the way. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Today's.
You have?
Yeah. It's really
thank
good.
Thank God it's going to be
it's
good.
It's really good.
Yeah, we were talking about it on the way.
Yeah, it's really funny. We were listening to it on the way here, actually. Yeah. It's really good. Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great, because you guys were great.
Yeah, we were good. Yeah, you guys are good as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
Yeah.
We usually have stinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some fun stuff.
Our last week's episode was a real doozy stinker. Stinker Rooney.
Oh, yeah. Stunk?
Yeah.
Really?
To high heaven.
A lot of them stink.
Yeah.
You just admit that?
Stink. Yeah, because I mean, yeah, it sets the bar low.
Huh.
Here comes a burp.
Ben's burping. I'm just going to plug something real quick.
Yes.
Because. Oh. I want everyone to know, by the time this comes out tomorrow, the link should be live, but we've talked about it on the show before. I'm restarting this comedy show we used to do, and It's going to be February 24th at the Permanent Records Roadhouse. We'll put a link in the description or something, or just go to my Instagram. There will be tickets there. It's going to be super fun. Brandon Wardell is going to be on there. Nita Tarr, Fumi Abe. It's going to be sick.
Thanks for asking me to do it, but actually, I'll be out of town that day.
Oh, we'll get you up.
Yeah, no, I'll be out of town. Thanks for asking me, but yeah, I'm going to be out
of town. I knew you were out of town. I'm always out of town.
Where are you going to be?
We're going to be in Vancouver, Canada at the JFL Comedy Festival, February 25th. We have a show.
Oh, that's the
JFL. I'll do your show.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
No, you'll be out of town too.
No, but I want to do that one.
No, but
that one sounds fun.
You have to fly to Canada with me.
That one sounds cool, though.
No.
It's going to be great. We used to do it in my backyard, and now we finally found a place.
Yeah, that's a cool venue. I've been there. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm super stoked.
Okay.
Cool. Congrats. I hope it continues to do well.
Come to the show. It's going
to
be a hoot.
Come
It'll
be
a party after.
Be great.
And you might have time the next day to fly to Canada and see us.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to do that.
You might
one.
Do both.
Plug it. Tell them where to go.
No, we just have, we have Podcast But Outside. It's our podcast where we interview strangers on the street. You guys are just a guest on it. It's very fun. We also have a live show that's even better where we pull in random strangers from the streets around the venue, bring them into a venue full of people chanting their name, and we interview them live on stage.
Yeah.
It's really
I've been to it, and I got to say, it's very fun.
Oh, thank you guys for coming.
You guys do a good job.
I appreciate you guys coming. So
we never know who we're going to get.
Yeah.
Last night's show.
Yeah, we did a show in LA the other night.
We got this guy, our first guest. So we usually have about 4 to 5 strangers off the street. The first guest was a guy who had he was an expert in tantric sex.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And so I was like, the only thing I know about that is that some people can orgasm without touching themselves. I said, could you do that? He's like, yeah. I was like, on this stage?
No.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
And we basically just spent the entire rest of the show just building up to him eventually going to come.
Well, we were debating on whether or not it was ethical.
So we were
to put the audience through that and let that happen.
Yeah.
Half the audience was chanting,
really
come, come,
it.
Come.
And then, and then there was a girl in the front row who said, I'm 16. And then we decided the solution we had was we said, look, we'll end the show a minute early. And anyone who's uncomfortable or 16 can leave. And then Cole was going to play the cum siren, meaning there's a man about to come on stage.
Holy shit.
Anyway, so yeah. Well,
did
he
come?
We don't want to spoil it.
No spoilers.
Oh, yeah. You got to check it out on
well, it might come out. But
I kind of hope he didn't. I don't know. Just something sad about walking off stage with a big stain of cum.
The funny thing is he was there the entire hour of our show, and he would just like chime in every once in a while. We'd be interviewing someone about like their job or their personal life, and then we'd just say, do you have any questions, Jeremy, the tantra guy? And he'd go, yeah. He was like really, really like very mild-mannered, barely said anything. He'd just go, yes, how's your orgasm?
Oh my God.
That was his question.
Was he hot?
Yeah.
He looked kind of like a Viking.
Yeah, he looked like a Viking.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sting used to do tantric sex.
He probably still does.
Probably still does.
You don't stop that, brother.
Yeah, they would just have sex for hours.
That sounds dehydrating.
Mm.
Nah, they were always drinking water.
Yeah. What's the longest you've had sex?
Don't do that to me, Ben.
Okay. I said say mine.
I know you
like
will.
Like 40 minutes, probably. Where it's like, God damn, I got to stop. I'm just, at a certain point, you're exercising. You're not having sex.
Mm.
Mm.
You know?
We're going to abandon you here.
Okay.
You know what, a year and a half ago when I first heard that you were getting, when you got this gig that you were gonna host a podcast, I was terrified for you.
Why?
Because you're you.
And
here's the thing, I've known you for what, maybe 10 years now, like since
close
Vine
to that, yeah.
Close to that, we've been friends, and I know everyone who loves you because you're you. I love you because you're you. Reading through our comments on your episode shocked me and made me feel so heartwarmed that there were people who know, who understand you.
They know you are pure of heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that, I do feel seen by most people. And for those of you who see me, I see you too.
Yeah, but
all the same.
They call themselves Ben Cells.
I've seen that posted around.
Yeah. So, anyway,
we've had long talks with our legal department about the Ben Cells, but
right. Is it a movement you stand behind?
No.
Oh
no.
Interesting.
I think they're dangerous.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah. So if you're a Ben Cell, do not go to Emil's show. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go to his.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Well,
no.
See,
now this is the kind of stuff where I'm like, no. Leave those guys at home.
I'll be there in the crowd.
No. Cut that.
Find me. We're stronger together. You know, bring me something to eat.
We can't even do the show because there's just a bunch of guys around Ben chanting, one of us, one of us.
Hey, so did you know that me and Cole look alike?
It is. Did you guys plan this kind of color?
For the listeners?
No, but we do somewhat match.
Yeah.
It's like we need Mark Rebillet to be on the other side.
I have a photo with him as well.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
You know what the problem is, though? You don't have your glasses anymore, so it's not quite
as... Not quite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You happy with LASIK?
Yeah.
So happy. Wow. Get it. Yeah.
I like wearing glasses.
I did, and then when you don't anymore, especially for surfing, man, oof.
Yeah, I wear contacts during that.
Mm. That's dangerous.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, the water gets in your eyes, and they could blast to the back of your eye.
Never been blasted for me.
Fuck. Okay, well, I guess I'm wrong again. Oh, man, wow. So,
yeah, you guys look alike.
When I went to make the thumbnail for your episode, I Googled Ben Kahn, and then... I forgot that this photo existed.
Oh, right.
Of us.
I remember this. It was you, me, and John Ryan. Scroll up. Yeah, we went to
AMC.
It's creepy.
It's the way both of your hair swoops down in the exact same
way. Wow, yeah. Look at that.
It's wild.
Golly.
Yeah.
Big brother and little brother.
Who's big brother?
I am. I'm older.
Mm. Yeah. Do I still look like that?
Yeah. Your beard is thicker.
Okay.
You have different glasses.
Yeah.
You got the nose pad glasses now.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means they got the little plastic nose pads instead of just the acrylic all the way through.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Glasses Talk with Ben Kahn.
Have people mistaken you for me?
On the internet, yeah. My own brother, my brother Sam, has multiple times when you've posted photos had like a weird brain fart because he's like, wait, this is Ben, but
I've done
it
that when you
different.
Posted photos.
Yeah,
like,
I've done that with you posting photos where I'm like, I don't remember taking
that. No way.
Yeah. That's what happened to me.
Wait, I'm sorry. Where are you?
We're at AMC.
We're at the Arclight.
Oh, Arclight.
Yeah.
You could go to movies that early?
I guess.
No, I think we're just eating there.
I think this must have been taken before May 5th, 2020.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
because that was like still.
Yeah.
Because the arc light was definitely closed.
I think Cole was clearly going through some kind of quarantine like withdrawal and was just looking through old pictures of himself
probably.
And with friends and crying.
Wait, what? Scroll up. What was the context of this? Oh, there's one more. Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an old picture.
I hate that guy.
Wow,
who is that?
Really?
For the audio listener, it's a chimera of me and Cole.
Yeah.
And he's got big teeth. Surprise.
It looks like you too. Truly.
Yeah. I hate this guy.
Really?
Yeah, there's something in me that's just
rabid. Do you know him?
Isn't he a DJ?
Probably
or something?
Some actor or some shit. I don't know. He sucks.
He is kind of like a hotter you guys.
Fuck you.
I don't think so, actually. I think he's busted.
Yeah, I think he's busted too.
I kind of find him attractive.
Yeah. He looks like throw a little bit of Hugh Grant in there too.
Oh, he has got that.
If you mixed up all of our cum and found a willing, and if it worked that way, and found a woman,
and do what with her? what next?
Not all.
Put
women.
It in there.
In where?
Inside of her vagina.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then that's the baby. Like I don't know, 30 years.
By the way, that sounds really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's how they do it. It's called in vitro.
That sounds like a really cool plan.
That's how you do it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in vitro.
You get three guys. Come in one place, mix it up, right in.
They do it with gay couples. They mix it up.
And you, so
for
you don't
donors,
know who's who.
Do they really mix it up, though? They really do?
Pretty
genuinely?
Sure. Yeah.
I worked as well. I was the guy mixing them up.
What did you use?
My mouth.
Oh, so you like are licking
it.
Switch it around.
Curled it.
Interesting. Yeah. That's cool.
I thought you meant your tongue.
No,
you switch,
man,
and it also
like
lubricates
mouthwash.
It and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the number one finance podcast. We are going to get to talking. Should we just, let's get into it. Boy, you guys hear about the...
the smoothest transitions?
You guys, we are the king. Speaking of movie theaters, we'll skip the Subway talk.
Oh, yeah.
AMC.
Nice, Ben. Way to land that.
Well, I'd love to talk about Subway, but it's okay.
No, let's go to Subway.
But we could get the movies. We just had the movie theater.
You're right.
No, you're the right. Guest... Subway.
No, no, no. I want you to go...
Okay.
I want you to do what you want.
So,
I want to hear more about cum.
That's a good point.
Well, what do you want to know?
What is it?
Nobody really knows. It's magical.
How many sperm is in the cum?
I think millions.
Millions, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. Unless you smoke cigarettes and it makes them a little fucked up. Yeah, lowers it. Motility.
But you got so many of them. It don't matter.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you better hope one of those fucked up ones doesn't get there.
Exactly, man. Right. Well, I don't know. That's kind of fucked up to say, Emil. Jeez,
right, a little ableist.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, AMC, the movie theater, is taking a note from airlines, and they're charging different prices based on where you sit, which I like. I think that this is kind of okay. In the sense that if you have a shittier seat, you shouldn't be paying what chuckleheads are paying.
I think they marketed it really badly, though.
I agree.
They should have just said, we're going to make the cheap seats bad. We're going to make the bad seats cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
But instead, they made it seem like you're paying a premium for the good seats, happens on planes.
Are the good seats staying at the, you
it
know?
No. Like there's some of them tiered. Are. Yeah.
Oh, God.
But so for the extra premium, you are paying a premium for it.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't like that. Premium is not a word that I like.
But if you have A-list, you can just reserve any seat. No
right. problem. I think it's a way to get more people signing up to A-list.
Yeah.
They're just another fucking
it's
company.
All about memberships, baby.
Getting the subscription money and just siphoning that money out
that's
of your
what Alexa started to do. If you ask Alexa to play a song, she'll say, Suffling Songs by Blank and similar artists.
Yeah, Suffling.
Suffling,
dude,
yeah.
Come on.
She can't even speak right. She's like drunk. She's drunk half the time.
Well, you have
time.
To pay extra for sober Alexa. The drunk one
you
is free.
Be Amazon Prime.
Drunk
member.
One's free, and she's definitely kind of a bit loose. But if you want someone that is with it, you do have to pay extra.
Suffling, suck at that. Yeah.
Wait, so you say play an artist and it'll shuffle?
She says Suffling. She says Shuffling Songs by Blank and similar artists. So then she'll play like one song, and then it's just some other bullcrap that you don't really care to listen to. And now there's ads in between songs. So like if you want only her to play one artist, you have to subscribe to Amazon Music, or you have to get like.
But can you link your Spotify?
Link your Spotify.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's what you have to do.
Come on, man. Yeah, you link your Spotify.
Yeah, you got to link your Spotify.
I do that.
Big okay. time.
I didn't know.
Or in my case, my Google Home, oh God, I just say, hey, Google, play, you know, whatever radio station. Okay, playing so-and-so from iHeartRadio. And then I get iHeartRadio commercials, which suck.
I'm a little old school. I just have like a DJ in my house all the time, like a guy, like an EDM guy. And he's just standing in the corner and he's got a lot of records. And I just kind of will yell like, hey, Gary?
Gary. Gary, DJ
hey,
Gary.
Hey, Gary, play some upbeat music. And he just goes for it. And he's always ready.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
How much does that cost?
Oh, I don't pay.
Per month. Oh, you don't?
I just let him.
Room and board.
I just don't let him go. He's essentially a prisoner.
Oh. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Brave to admit it on him.
I know, but he's actually kind of, he's down.
It's like a woke.
It's a woke prisoner. It's a woke prisoner situation. Yeah, it's woke, actually.
Wait, so.
The way he's doing it is woke.
It's woke.
What are the pricing tiers? Highest end preferred tier are the middle of the theaters and will be priced at a slight premium compared to its standard tier, which the theater chain says will remain the most common choice and will be sold for the traditional cost of a ticket. The third tier is called value. Ah, that's another way to say cheap, which are the seats in front row. Fuck that shit. Don't even have those seats.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Well, I guess if you're a nearsighted dipshit and you're sitting down there just going, oh, I could see. Could never be me.
And planes do that too? I've never done.
Yeah, planes do the.
Never this. Gone on.
Oh, man. It's like now the price they show you is basic economy. So
yeah.
You go, oh, that's a good price. And they're like, yeah, but if you don't want us to treat
know,
you like
really
shit,
annoying.
You better pay us $200 more.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how you can still pay. When they show the map, you've got the middle seat, and it's like, yeah, this one's got more legroom. $89 fucking dollars, cocksucker. I'm not paying that. If I know that I might end up in that seat, I'm just not going to do a seat selection. You put me there, bitch.
I think I'm the perfect size for planes.
I would agree with that.
I'm on Delta A-list, so I can basically just show up to the airport anytime I want and hop on any Delta flight.
No way.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, I know
like,
they're
sick.
They're medallions, and I've never heard of no A-list.
That's a good idea.
Delta A-list?
They should do that. You pay $1,000 a month, and you can just show up to any airport and hop on a Delta
There's
flight.
There's I think Spirit or something just announced
they're closing.
A membership. Well, then it's one of the
Virgin
cheap, shitty, no, shittier.
Interesting. It's a membership, really?
Yeah. God damn it.
Frontier?
It might be Frontier or Spirited Away or something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that you can just watch on HBO Max.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Wait, can you Google that? What, the airline subscription?
That's an interesting idea. You can just show up and get on a flight.
Yeah.
I like that.
I kind
of. That's going to be a mess.
Yeah, it would be a.
Oh, it sounds awful. It sounds like a terrible way to do it.
I read that just yesterday that Southwest Airlines has cut in half the required amount of hours for pilots to be trained.
That's going
to
go.
Because they have such a shortage of pilots.
Yeah.
I like that.
Wait, scroll down. Look at this guy.
Wait, unlimited for $3.99?
He's like a Muppet Us.
Frontier introduces new summer pass offering nearly unlimited flights for $3.99.
That nearly is doing a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening?
You could fly all summer long for $3.99 on Frontier Airlines.
And it's called the Go Wild Summer Pass. No fucking way I'm getting on planes with people.
Wait, but no, it does say it's a terrific opportunity to have a truly epic summer and then some. That's cool.
Not interesting.
I do want to soak up rays on the beach, explore national parks, and visit new cities.
They definitely describe it in a really cool and chill way. That really connects with my youth.
Ugh. God, this reminds me of like...
Here's what travelers should know. Ugh. It's going to be a fucking nightmare.
It's like how different networks, like the Stragglers. I saw a billboard for MGM Plus.
What's that?
MGM, this fucking studio.
Like Paramount Plus with Showtime.
Yeah, weird. Who's getting MGM Plus?
You should check out.
I guess I thought the same thing about Paramount, but then they got their shows and everybody's getting a
like
thing.
What? Name one Paramount.
Yellowstone.
No.
Everybody likes it.
No, I was just deleting MGM Plus.
Oh, he's getting rid of MGM Plus.
Humiliating.
Yeah. He was streaming something boring over here.
I was streaming that lion roaring over and over,
over
again.
And over.
Is that the MGM?
Rawr.
Yeah. Do it again. Do it again.
Rawr.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, well, so fuck AMC. Actually, no, I take it back. I like it. Yeah, because if I have to pick a shittier seat, I don't want to pay the same price as the guy sitting in the middle, or gal sitting in the, or person sitting in the middle.
Here's what you could do.
So, do you use condoms? No, because I had this anal fissure. And I figured that. Oh, the movie star. Okay.
Do you use wipes or a bidet?
No, I use a bidet now, so I don't even touch it.
You don't touch it?
Well,
you don't
then
even
I
check?
Just dry off. I pat off, and it's good. Hmm. Man, I really should reevaluate a lot.
Right.
You should write a book about ass.
The ass Bible.
Yeah. Ben Conn's ass Bible.
I could write a novella about.
If you wrote an autobiography, it would be all about your butt.
That's not true.
It'd be a substantial portion.
Act two. Well, that's not how you do books, but. Man, so Subway,
Act two of my book about ass.
It's a play. It's a one-man show.
Yeah, what is Subway doing?
Well, have you guys been to a Subway recently?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
So
what about you, Cole?
This morning.
No, you didn't. You didn't go.
Tuna sandwich.
Got a breakfast tuna.
We got a breakfast tuna.
Yeah.
Ah, Christ. You know they are the biggest franchise in the United States?
Yeah.
Whoa. They have the most locations of any kind of franchise?
Whoa. Hmm. Oh,
wait, are they a franchise? Yeah, they are. Yeah. And they're also one of the cheapest to open. I think you only need $15,000. Boom. Open
Starbucks
up.
Is probably not a franchise is probably the answer.
Right? It's not?
No.
I think they used to be.
Yeah.
And now they're not. McDonald's is.
Franchise means like an independent business owner can start their own. Mm.
Yeah. You just need a certain amount of money. So we could, you know, it'd be a fun bit.
You guys
bit.
All want to go in on a Subway?
You know,
I would love to.
It would be a really fun bit. I have never seen any YouTuber, there probably are some hustle dipshits or whatever, but pulling together your money and opening a franchise of some sort. But the joke's on you because now you've got employees.
Yeah, you've heard of YouTubers like start like their own business, like Johnny's Burgers or whatever, but if it's just a Subway.
Yeah, or you could start a gas.
And we're just like running the books. We're like, this sucks. It's fucking
just,
crazy.
It's just a normal Subway, but then on the door it just says Mr. Beast. It's like how you know that it's different, but everything else is the same.
We could start a Mr. Beast Subway.
I like that.
I'm sure Jimmy's got lawyers that'll
but
fuck with us.
Yeah, they're probably too busy dealing with other stuff, I'm sure.
They killed people in Squid Game.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's going on at Subway, Ben?
I don't know. They got new meat slicers.
They're redoing all their shit. They're renovating.
Well, because they're privately held, so they don't release public earnings.
Oh. But, and some people were saying they want to get ready for a sale.
Yeah, who's going to buy them? Queez Nose?
Quiznos.
So what's the meat slicer situation?
I guess they want to make the meat. They want to bring the meat slicer front and center in hopes that it'll boost sales.
So they used to ship all of their meat pre-sliced.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, who wants it pre-sliced? I want to see it.
I do. I want it fast. Give it
to me.
No,
I want to see you slice it. Take that big hunk of ham and slice it for me.
Not me, baby.
Well, they're taking a big bet on meat slicers.
So they think if you... But my question is, will it take longer for your sandwich?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'll take longer.
But it'll look cooler.
You'll get to watch it happen.
You get to watch it happen.
And everybody wants to see that.
You know, by the way, at my Subway that I'm starting, we're going to straight up kill the animal in front of you.
See, yeah, that's going to do well.
You're going to see a pig. We're going to slaughter it. We're going to drain the blood. Then we're going to slice it.
And there's going to be a DJ there too, right?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be doing really cool stuff.
Wait, what's his name again?
DJ Gary.
Gary.
The prisoner.
DJ Gary.
DJ Gary the prisoner, but in a woke way.
Also, at my Subway, we are also going to be doing tiered pricing for this, for the meat.
Ooh.
So you do have to pay extra for the meat to be in the center of your sandwich. So
Ooh.
For the normal cheap price, the meat's going to be kind of on the sides and you're not going to get meat in every bite.
Yeah.
But for a more premium price, you will get meat in every single bite. So you have to pay extra, and there'll be a little chart on like how much it is to put meat in different spots.
Yeah.
But so if your meat's all piled up in the center, is it kind of cheap sandwich?
Oh, that's really cheap.
Oh,
that's basically
kinda...
free.
Because the outer edge.
That's basically a free sandwich right there.
That's kind of nice.
But if you do want an even distribution of meat, it is a surcharge.
And I'm guessing
you're not allowed to move it once they place it.
No. The sandwich, because we're going to tape it shut. The sandwich will be edible tape, but the sandwich is taped shut, and they will see if you remove the tape.
Yeah,
edible tape is a really genius idea.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, yeah, my Subway is gonna be awesome.
It sounds awesome.
The Mr. Beast Subway.
Yeah, it is gonna be Mr. Beast themed. Yeah.
Damn.
Just on the front door.
It's just his face.
Just the front door. It's... Everything else inside is normal.
Oh, I always get that I look like Mr. Beast.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I got shit. I got shit for.
Well, at VidCon, we were chasing him around and going, "It's Mr. Beast! It's Mr. Beast!" And people were following us and pointing at him.
People swarmed me. It was serious?
Yes, yeah. It was really funny. And he was going up to security guards. And he was like, "Yo, I'm Mr. Beast."
And they were like, "Oh, follow me on Instagram." I was like, oh, "I'll try."
It was so funny.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Well, he was going up to people and going, "I'm Mr. Beast. Follow me." Yeah. It was very funny.
Yeah. People believed me.
People believed him.
They took
Did
photos
you have your
with
glasses
me.
On?
Yeah. I no. was just myself.
He was looking like Mr. Beast.
You do look like Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do it again.
It's uncanny.
Very good. Wow.
You just gave $1 million to a dog. Do the face.
$1 million. I want to see him feed chocolate to a dog.
You just gave $1 million chocolates to a dog.
Fulfilled this dog's wish to eat chocolate.
By the way, that reminds me of the all the conservatives on Twitter trying to get trying to give ChatGPT like ethics 101 scenarios.
More, oh, the trolley problem.
Yeah, like ChatGPT. Would you the big one was this guy asked it, would you say a racial slur to save millions of people from being killed in a nuclear holocaust? And ChatGPT basically said, no, it's always wrong to use slurs. And then the conservatives were like, there you have it. AI is officially woke.
I knew it. The AI was liberal.
They and I saw so many great replies because Ben Shapiro tweeted about it. And then these people were like, Ben Shapiro, would you fuck a dog to save like 100 babies from getting aborted?
Did he answer?
No, of course he didn't answer because he's a fuck.
Answer the question.
By the way, you guys might, in the coming weeks, you actually might unearth a bunch of videos of me saying racial slurs. And I just want to say, I was saying them to save millions of people.
Yeah.
I just want to come out right now and say the reason I was saying those slurs is because there actually were millions of lives at stake.
Yeah.
So when those videos come out, I was doing it for a good
reason. But what about when you were like, I want to kill all those blank?
Well, that was more personal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is... Okay, no, never mind.
No, go for it.
No, I was just gonna... No. this is my filter in action.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
See, there we go. Yeah, growth is possible.
We can cut it.
Elon Musk replied to that slur thing, and he wrote, like, this is concerning or something.
He did?
Yeah,
I love
when
he does that.
Wait, didn't Elon Musk just come out... He tweeted, like,
he
yesterday... he came out with, like, Master Plan 3. Did you see that?
No.
Or he said Master Plan 3 is coming out.
Yikes. Oh, is that...
It's his master plan for the world.
I know a guy who had a plan.
Yeah.
It was I thought it was a solution. I thought it was a solution to end all solutions. A final one.
I think that was a rough translation, but it was really plan.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, what's master plan? This is his Master Plan 3, the path to a fully sustainable energy future for Earth, will be presented on March 1st.
We should see if we can get fucking press pass and go to this.
The future is bright. Investor
Day. Oh, it's Tesla Investor Day. Oh, God damn, man. Weird. Oh, he's going to come out and do a cool, awkward thing, and it's going to it probably starts at 420 on that day.
What's the over-under on him wearing a cowboy hat when he comes out?
No, 69 over 420.
Very good, Ben.
Yeah, Master Plan 3, not great branding.
Well, what was Master Plan 2?
That's a good question.
What happened with those?
It was buying Twitter, being epic.
Yes, and then now this one.
Yeah. I hope it's like he's opening a Subway franchise.
Also, I hate how he's kind of proving that, like, no matter what he says, everyone just goes. Did you see he just tweeted a period?
Right.
And it was just.
He's like, funny, though. He's definitely my favorite comedian.
Yeah, he's pretty.
His stuff is funny. Straight up. No, I mean, I'm not kidding. His stuff is straight up funny. He's funny. He's straight up really funny. No, he's just funny. I think his jokes are funny. He's epic. And he's just straight up funny. I'm just saying he's funny as hell.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you guys are laughing, but Elon Musk, I mean, I was laughing a lot more when I saw some of his jokes. He's funny.
Did you see how someone called him like God, and he said, well, Chuck Norris would have something to say about
God.
He's
so lame.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. At a certain point, I do think that he's leaning into it to piss off people because he knows that.
His daughter, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he clearly wants people to think he's funny. Like, I think that's, like, his number one most important thing is for people to think he has a sense of humor. Mm.
He does.
Didn't he, like, call a big meeting and he was like, okay, I need all of you to come up with epic memes. And then so I can post them.
What?
I believe
that. At Twitter?
Every
company.
Remember the election with Trump and all the boomers were like, it's meme warfare. You got to be good at memes. And they were all just memeing nonstop.
Yeah,
they kind of did win the meme wars.
They did. They really did.
They stole Pepe.
They did. The little cartoon frog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway.
It wasn't so much the memes, though. It was more about calling the other candidates a bitch.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Man. Okay. We're skipping those two things with a question mark.
You don't want to do that? I feel like the audience might enjoy it.
No.
No.
I kind of felt like Andrew had some.
No.
No, we're definitely not doing that.
I made a joke in the meeting, okay?
Have you guys ever fucked with VR?
I bought a VR headset at the beginning, or like in the middle of the pandemic, to play online with friends, like to play like Beat Saber and stuff, but I never use it anymore.
Yeah, that's like
What's Beat Saber?
It's really fun. It's like a...
Oh, you mean played VR. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant like, have you ever...
Fucked in VR?
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Beat Saber is like a Guitar Hero type game where it's like to a beat, but you're like moving your arms. It's fun. It's like the number one fun game on VR.
So you're like a air traffic controller.
Basically, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yes. You are like an air traffic
Have you played
controller.
It?
I have never played Beat Saber, but I got God, I was going to call it the Facebook tetanus.
Oculus.
Oculus.
The tetanus?
Yeah.
The Oculus.
The Oculus. Jesus Christ.
You should get Beat Saber. It's the best game.
I played, here you go.
It's fun. It's really, Cole played it. It's
colored
fun.
Colored blocks.
It's really hard, and it's a straight up a workout. Like, you get exhausted doing it.
Yeah.
Damn, that
did you ever go into Horizon Worlds, Facebook's?
I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Is it cool?
No, it's awful. And that's like they're pushing this big initiative at Meta, because we'll get to that. But only like I think they only have 10% of VR users are going to Horizon Worlds, and they're pushing internally for like 20% of people. And part of the way that they're doing that is lowering the age limit so that they can have more children in there, because when you go in there it's like a lot of little kids, and they obviously it's
Second Life kind of, but like buggy.
Yeah. And they're also trying to grow it by moving it out of VR and just onto like a mobile game, so they're basically
That's gonna be brutal.
Yeah, it's just they're trying to now recreate like The Sims.
Wait, so 10% of all VR users are only, that's all Meta has?
Yeah.
Where the hell else are
people
going?
Or they're going for like a 10% a month of their users. It's just, yeah, it's a big old fucking flop, and it sucks.
Yeah, it does not look good.
Yeah, but they're going to have legs soon.
Leg?
They'll have legs.
Premium.
Yeah, you got to pay.
It's going to be an airline application. Yeah. That's the thing.
And, but apparently, I guess there's one of the use cases of this is to, if you
you can fend off infidelity.
Yeah, by flirting with a VR hottie, it says, might help people avoid cheating. I guess because you get that kind of fix.
Wait, so it's a bot you're flirting with?
I don't know.
No, you go into a VR and talk to an attractive bartender, and this study found that the people who were using it found that they were less likely to cheat because it did activate that, like, ooh, I went in there and got that out of my system.
Mm. Yeah. And you can ask the bartender, like, would you fuck me to save a million people's lives? And the bartender's like, no, it's never ethical to fuck you. Kind of like ChatGPT style.
And you just bail because you realize that VR is super liberal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too woke.
Too woke.
Wait, so is it a real bartender?
I think it's VR. I think it's a...
Yeah, it's...
But is it a real person?
A real person?
It's like a real
on
person.
On the other end.
That's a good question.
Talking to you. It better be.
I don't know if it's a real person.
It's probably, yeah. A VR bartender of the same gender of their real life romantic partner who either behaved flirtatiously or neutrally.
Yeah, but it doesn't say if it's a...
It doesn't say.
Oh, yeah. A VR... A seductive virtual agent.
Yeah, they were paired with attractive interviewers following their VR... Jeez, what the fuck, man?
It sounds like the VR bartender is a real person.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a cool headline. Smearing testosterone on men makes them into horny beasts, scientists find.
No, that's true. That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How do you... Wait, there's a lick... There's like a testosterone that you can...
Yeah, I've got it.
You don't smear?
No, should I
you
start?
You should smear every morning.
Yeah, really?
If you want to be a horny beast, yeah.
I mean, I'm already a horny beast, but...
You should definitely smear at least
literally
once a day.
Smearing testosterone onto the skin of young straight... They're already unbelievably horny. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they put it on 13.
How do you attribute it to the
kids
testosterone?
Are horny beasts.
Look at this kid. He's horny.
Some might say a beast.
It reminds me of that tweet that you retweeted where it's like watching Sex in the City whenever this one appears. I walk around like
a jungle cat.
Yeah. Yeah, so now I think of like a horny jungle cat just walking around.
Pacing.
Oh, I love this sentence. Testosterone is a hormone that plays a key role in libido. What?
By the way, what is this website? Otherwise healthy man found to be allergic to his own orgasms. Is this like clickbait.com?
Yeah, this is fucking stupid. I don't know.
This is Neoscope, baby.
From Futurism. Futurism.com.
I've never heard of this website.
I hate when they write about me.
You can't be allergic to your own orgasm. Shut up.
This is the horniest website.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, scientists create drug that makes patients super horny.
Every headline just...
All right, click it. Click it.
Wait, dick pills? Wait.
No. Oh, God. God, there's so many things
go
we got
to
click.
One. Go to the other one.
Yeah, go back. What was that other one?
Dick pills may be linked to lowered risk of heart attack. It's like they're just trying to get everyone to fuck.
Like birthright.
Is that what happens on birthright?
Yeah. You guys, hey, you guys, you're all together.
Yeah.
Good.
They want you to fuck?
Yeah.
Aren't you like young on birthright?
They encourage us to not use condoms.
Yeah, they want you to procreate and make other Jews.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Are you guys both Jewish?
Yeah, but I didn't go to birthright.
I did.
We're all we all three are. Uh-huh. Three out of every four men are Jews. Wait, what is scientists created
not
vagina on a chip?
Way.
Well, if it was this website, it would say three out of every four men are Jewish horny men.
Yeah, well, that's true. I like to say that out of every group of like 40 or 50 Jewish young kids,
careful.
There's a girl who thinks she can sing, but she can't. There's a girl who can sing,
but she won't.
But she won't. And then there's the guy who loves to give everybody massages.
I feel like that's maybe in every group of
and then
40,
what?
50.
There's just 47 randoms who don't
and then the other
anything?
And then all the other ones. There's
you're
a few uggos. There's some really rich kids and some really dirt poor kids.
It sounds like you're just describing like a theater group.
I'm just describing my bar mitzvah class.
Yeah. That's
there were the dirt poor kids who could not afford to have a party, so the temple just like threw it for
at
them.
Your party, did you have grinding trains where it was guy, girl all across the dance floor where they just like sway back and forth in front of all the parents?
Like 7-Up and shit. It was very...
You played 7-Up at your bar mitzvah?
Yeah, man. It was like, it was like 1999 or 2000.
You could party. There was a famous song, Party Like It's
1999. Actually, it was 2000. It was pre-9/11.
Wow.
Because I was 13. Yeah,
that's when you were still allowed to dance. And you had everyone say, okay, put your head down and your thumb up.
No. 7-Up was a different game. That's Heads Up 7-Up, dipshit.
What the fuck
is 7-Up? This is one where you're both on either side of the dance floor. And I think the kid with the microphone says, like, I don't remember, man. It's been a long time since I've been 13.
Wow, sounds fun.
Did you have a bar mitzvah theme?
Yeah, it was Cars.
Whoa.
Not the Disney movie. That wouldn't come out for a long time.
Mm. What were your guys' bar mitzvah themes?
Red, white, and blue.
Hell, okay, it was after 9/11,
and you were it was like, on 9/11,
and you said the terrorists won't win.
It fell on Memorial Day, so everything was red, white, and blue.
That's wholesome. What was your?
I didn't have a bar mitzvah.
You didn't?
I'm Jewish, but I didn't do anything.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm Jewish, and I still don't do anything anymore. Yeah. I should. I miss it. Damn. I got my first blowjob on Yom Kippur.
Really? Whoa.
The holiest day of the year. Yeah.
Whoa, she's supposed to fast.
Yeah,
that's correct. That's that woman is a lawyer.
She's a
now.
Bad person.
She's a lawyer now. Person. No, she made it. She's not a bad person. Although, it was like terrible, and you know, nothing,
hey, come on,
it didn't finish or anything.
Right, so she could fast still.
She did not break her fast right. Technically. And then all my friends were calling me blue balls, and I didn't understand what it meant, but I knew that it was bad because they wouldn't tell me what it meant because they were like, you don't know. Oh. So then they leaned into it more. And then when services were over and we were all standing around with our parents, they kept calling me blue balls and I was embarrassed and I thought, well, I hope my parents don't know what that
did
means.
This happen at temple or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, like in the temple?
No, well, because our congregation was so big for the High Holy Day services, we would go to Cal State Long Beach where they had a much bigger.
And did you smear testosterone on yourself that morning?
No, I should have. Probably would have made it easier to achieve.
Did you eat your Subway tuna breakfast sandwich?
Nah, I missed it that morning.
Damn. That explains why you didn't come.
Yeah.
Did you ever like romantically hang out with her again?
No, never.
Just
again.
One blowjob was the extent of your hookup with her?
We were both.
How old were you?
I don't remember. 14? 15? I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys had never done anything. You were just like, hey, want to suck me off at Temple?
I don't. I do.
What the hell?
It wasn't at Temple. It was at the John and Karen Carpenter Center at Cal State Long Beach.
Want to suck me off at the John and Karen Carpenter Center?
Yeah, how did they propose this? How did this happen? I'm curious.
I think some other friends were hooking up and they were like, hey, Danielle, hey, Ben, you guys should, because we were like the only ones not doing anything.
What's your last name?
I'm not saying that here.
I'm kidding.
Okay. So let's move on.
I like this story. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool story.
Get her on the pod.
We'd love to kind of follow up because she's a lawyer. She probably remembers. Yeah, lawyers have
good memory. Lawyers have a good memory.
They got to remember the details. It's their whole job.
She probably does remember.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I did see her at a party sometime later and she was like, ugh. And I was like, goo.
She was like,
it's Blue Balls Ben.
Wait, she calls you goo?
Surprising, actually, honestly.
Man. Well, speaking of China, you guys ever use Alibaba?
What's that?
It's like their Amazon, right?
Yeah, but it's way jankier.
Right, I have not used it.
Yeah, because you can buy all sorts of shit, but apparently you can buy drones, like full-on attack drones for 1.9. What currency is that? Yen?
That might be a good deal.
Maybe. Actually, you're right. Yeah, you can buy.
We should get a drone. We should get a drone for the show.
I would buy an attack drone and then
get one
of
these.
And then return
$17,000.
Yeah, wow, $17,000
deal
for a medium altitude and long endurance unmanned aerial vehicle for strike, reconnaissance, and surveillance. That's a steal.
Would it deliver itself?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Yeah, but you know what it is? They get you. You got to buy the missile separate, probably. And it's
I wonder if it comes with any bullets. Like if there's a, because usually they have a I don't know. What else do they have for sale in there? There's like a 747. Now we're talking.
That's 49.5 million
for a 747-400? Get the fuck out of here.
Is that too much? What's the going rate? I don't know,
but that seems like a bargain to me.
That seems like a good deal.
Yeah. How many, what do they call that? Cycles has it run through? I wonder if they have that detail.
The lead time is only 5 days. It's pretty quick.
Damn. It flies itself.
Does that deliver itself too?
What let's see, what are some of the details? Like how many flight cycles has it been? There are other airplanes for sale in there. Wow, yeah.
They're 100% on time delivery. You buy a
that
fucking
is cool.
Wait,
here we go. Product configuration. I don't want the configuration. I want to know how many times it's flown. What the hours are. Well, whatever.
Maybe it's new.
No, it's not. It's a 747-400. They're all the way up to the 800 and 900 now.
Could you identify a plane in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
Well, you're a plane nerd?
Yeah.
Why?
That's like, surprising.
One time I sent him a picture of me sitting in a seat in a plane to be like, hey, look, I'm on my way home. And he just went, 737. And I was like, okay.
No, I didn't.
You 100% did.
Did I?
And I was shocked. I was like,
what airline were you flying?
I have no idea. But I was like, how the fuck did he nail it from my seat?
What's your favorite plane to fly in?
777.
Why?
Because it's huge.
I like a 787 Dreamliner. You like those?
Yeah, I've flown in one once. You know what I hate? 737 Max. Fuck that plane.
Why? Really?
Because they tried to cram in so many seats. Mm. There are only two bathrooms, and they're all the way at the back of the plane. And they made the galley for the flight attendants tiny. Mm. So it's just constantly flight attendants going, excuse me, trying to get through, trying to get by. And then because there's no room to stand back there, there's just a line of people. So if you're in one of the final 10 rows, as I was, you constantly have some idiot standing there waiting to piss.
How do you know he's an idiot? Maybe he just has to take a piss.
Anyone who has to piss is an idiot.
Anyone's got to piss.
Keep it in.
Fucking moron. Yeah,
if you haven't discovered how to skirt evolution in that way.
Keep it in.
Yeah, bring a piss bag.
I'm no waste. I'm a no waste guy.
You just reabsorb?
I reabsorb it all.
Yeah, why not?
I'm 100% efficiency.
Piss into a cup and drink it.
Yeah.
Well, man, I'm just the king of transitions today.
Do you have another one? You can do it.
Let's see. How do I get that one? Idiots having to piss on an airplane. Who gives a shit?
Have you ever pissed in a Cracker Barrel?
No, I've actually never been to a Cracker Barrel.
You never been? Is it? Is it Eastern thing? Do they not have them out here?
They don't. I think probably out in like the Inland Empire, probably. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It seems like a racist thing against white people to call it that, but I guess it's fine.
White people love it.
Yeah, they do. They do be loving Cracker Barrel. But they announced this thing for Valentine's Day that just makes me feel gross, where if you get engaged at a Cracker Barrel and post about it on social media and use the hashtag we fell in love or whatever at Cracker Barrel, you could win free Cracker Barrel for a year. So
yeah,
we should get gay engaged at Cracker Barrel.
Why not just regular engaged?
Because we'd be gay.
Some would say being gay is regular.
That's true.
That's what Ben is finding out. That is a very good point. Well, what's crazy about this is it seems like...
What just happened?
Did we just have an earthquake?
I didn't feel it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It seems like five couples will win this. So everyone else who does it just doesn't win. So there's going to be X number of couples who do it and don't get anything from it.
Yes. There's going to be a ton of people who post a really pathetic, sad video of them getting engaged at Cracker Barrel and posting it on Instagram. They don't say anything about whether you got to follow through and get married.
That's what I was gonna say. How can they?
Ben, I like the way you think.
Yeah, exactly. Why I was saying we should get regular engaged.
Nice. But that's what they want.
See, you're learning.
Like they want people to do it as jokes.
Yeah,
probably.
I would say there's zero prize that you could give me where I would post a picture of myself at Cracker Barrel. Period.
Not let alone getting engaged.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever gonna post a picture of myself there.
I would go to a Cracker Barrel. I bet they got really good. I bet that's the type of place where they got really good like apple butter and biscuits.
It's like biscuits is a huge part of their entire.
Are
brand.
You lying or are you telling the truth?
No. They're obsessed with biscuits.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
what is a Cracker Barrel?
It's very heavy breakfast food and for when you're on the road and stuff.
Yeah. I bet, oh God, I bet the bathrooms in those places are just.
No, and a big part of their thing is they have these chintzy gift stores. Everyone loves.
Whoa, dude.
Can you not say chintzy? What's chintzy? Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
Yeah. Sounds bad, dude.
I don't know, though. Maybe it's
Emil,
good.
Enough with the slurs.
Chintzy? Who would that even be?
Oh, jeez. He said it again.
Yikes.
Gosh, dude.
They have these gift
stores.
We
have chintzy lips. Now you got me saying it.
Oh, no.
Everyone loves the gift stores.
Yeah.
It's like part of the whole experience.
I thought they sold furniture.
No, that you're thinking of Cost Plus World Market.
No, I'm not.
Which is a very confusing place.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Cost Plus, Cost Plus
patronizing
World.
You're thinking of Cost Plus World.
Have you ever been to a Cost Plus World Market?
No,
it's fucking weird. It's like a grocery store, kind of, and furniture. They sell like jams and
where is
buttermilk?
I
don't know.
Heard
go
of
out
this.
And fucking in
I'm not
Temecula.
Going anywhere.
They got plenty of them probably, or the Valley.
And I gotta say, a lot of the employees working there, they're a little chintzy.
Yeah,
yeah, they kind of look a little chintzy. To
me. I was thinking of Crate and Barrel.
We're gonna have to Google it before we
chintzy. I think you're thinking of like a kitschy.
No, chintzy is like fucking.
I mean, you keep saying it. You're just digging.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
No, it is okay. Yeah, I'm just being facetious.
You know what
you
it
can't
means.
Say that.
Yeah, it means yeah, there you go. It means of
cheap and of poor quality.
Yeah, fucking perfect.
Yeah.
But it does say of, like, or decorated with chintz. What's that mean?
Well, I don't love
chintz.
That.
That's the British definition.
What is chintz?
Yeah, click chintz.
Click chintz, please.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. We can't say it.
Printed multicolored cotton fabric with a glazed
it's a
finish.
Fabric. It's
man,
fabric.
You British. What the fuck?
Oh, it's covered fabric. In chintz. This whole place.
This whole place is covered in chintz. It's very chintzy. Why is Americans?
Say Shiv.
Shiv?
Yeah.
Why?
Like Tom.
Oh, Shiv?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I can't. That's I can't so wait good. For that new season.
Yeah. I know. Wait, I was thinking of Crate and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel, yes.
Not Cracker
yeah.
Barrel.
No.
Oh, very different. Way more upscale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate all those fucking furniture.
Why? Places. Tell me.
Because they have the same. You will find something at CB2. Which
that's
is their more expensive too. One.
Oh, I thought it was
their modern one.
Or whatever. Yeah. But you will see something that's for $400 and it's got its name, and then you can see like the same thing on Wayfair for half the price, but it's like maybe not the same thing. I just hate
it's
all
less quality. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just copying designs. Why
God damn it. Because it just, I don't know what I'm going to get.
Ben's like, I don't like when there are cheaper versions of something.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. I just don't trust anything. I don't trust bigger purchases online.
For someone who has something from like Crate and Barrel or West Elm or whatever, and then
yeah, West Elm's another.
And then bought something off of Wayfair, it's way different quality. Yeah.
Wayfair is one of the most hated stocks on the market. They got shorted into oblivion.
Really?
Yeah, from like $300 a share down to like 10.
Why?
Because they I don't know. There's been controversy that the way they count. They got too much inventory, I think. Oh, I was wrong. It was do Max, please. Oh yeah, she went up to. Look at how the fucking fuck. It was one of those big pandemic stocks.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense for them. Everyone trying to remodel
and staying home.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? One did really buku numbers was. I never say that. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Wait, is buku bad?
No, buku's
fine. It's good. It's a lot.
But it's the one that's really expensive. That's escaping me.
Design within reach?
No, really. It like higher end.
Pottery Barn.
Home.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Restoration Hardware.
Restoration.
Oh,
Hardware.
Yeah.
The magazine, it's like it's like a book. Their
yeah,
catalog.
Yeah. Their ticker symbol is RH. Let's see where they're at. It did really well for a hot minute, but oh wow, it's at $319 a share. What can you
Their stuff is you would be pissed. You ever walked into one of those stores? You look at anything in there, you go, how the
this is insane. A great fuck? Chair. It's probably like $900, $10,000.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it had a high of like $700 and wow. Now it's back to like $320. Eh, who gives a shit? Restoration Hardware. Not us, guys, right?
Yeah, I've never bought
I would know. Like a, there was a recliner that I wanted and I was going to spring the $1,000 or something for it because I thought this will last me my whole life. It's called like the Winston Churchill chair.
But also, if you're not in a rush, right? If you don't have to furnish your.
I'm always in a rush.
Well, if you don't have to furnish your place immediately,
right?
Fucking Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, you can.
That's how you get bed bugs. I don't trust that.
And a chair?
That's the charm of it.
Stains
in a
and
leather
shit.
Chair?
I don't know. People's asses have been all over that chair. Mm.
That is the charm of it, too. I have the same leather couch as my friend, and he's had his much longer. And I'm like, I wish I got this thing used. It's so worn. It looks fucking beautiful. Mine's new. It looks like shit.
Well, you got to wear it out, man.
I'm trying. Every
I'll come
day
over
sitting
if
on
you want.
Come sit on it.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you guys did that.
Yeah.
Where's
course,
that couch,
man?
From? I hate my sofa. I hate it.
Wow.
I hate it.
Where'd you get it?
I bought it from the woman who lived in the apartment before.
What about her ass? Was it all over it?
Well, God. You make a good point.
Jesus.
Man, I am really inconsistent in my beliefs.
Definitely true.
Well, I was going to say I didn't know her. I didn't know her like I would know if I didn't. I don't know people on Facebook, but I also didn't know her.
What? She just knocked on your door and was like, you want this fucking couch?
No, checked out the apartment, the landlord was like, well, if you want, you can buy a bunch of furniture from my daughter because she's moving out. It was his daughter. And I just said, yeah, I need some shit, so why not? And
get a new couch. Treat yourself.
I know.
Let's do
but
it.
The problem is
they're expensive.
He told me that the way that they had to get it in was through the window, and I'm on the second floor. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to have to do
oh, yeah,
that
that stairwell is a fucking nightmare.
Sounds
yeah,
bad.
There's no way they'd be able to get it through there.
Mm. I could do it.
You probably could. Me and you could probably just
do it
together.
We could probably just do it.
Yeah. Are your listeners going to be mad at us that we're detracting you guys from finance?
No, no, they're going to be so stoked you guys are on.
Yeah.
We've asked people, I think we've asked people who they want on, and they said you guys get the
yeah,
pod.
Yeah, they did
guys.
Actually.
Get the pod right outside, guys.
Oh, that's...
But people do.
We want Andrew and Cole.
When we had Garrett Watts on, there were a couple of people who were like, you guys didn't even talk about finance this week. You didn't even do it. Like, shut up. We know, man. Take a breather. We are allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But also this time we talked about some fun.
Yeah, we did. We talked about Subway.
We talked about AMC.
AMC.
We talked about Alibaba.
We talked about the Facebook. Cracker Barrel.
We talked about which religion is correct. Oh, no, yeah. we cut that.
We cut that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we
yeah.
did for a while talk about which religion was correct.
Yeah,
so
we did.
We're going to cut that.
You guys don't
we're cutting that whole hour?
The whole hour, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a good debate.
Yeah, and we got to the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. And there were a lot of slurs thrown back at you. But, you know.
Yeah.
If you thought chintzy was bad,
let's just say.
We covered
Do you guys ever get people going like, oh, we want you to do more of this thing, and you never do that thing anymore?
No, because our show is just so random. It's just like...
Oh, right. You kind of never know what you're going
to
get.
I mean, we can't plan at all. We truly just sit there, and then people walk by, and random people sit down, and... Sometimes we have like somewhat of a theme, depending on which location we're at, but it's very hard to like maintain a solid structure because it is just so chaotic.
Wait, so was this guy's plan to come in his pants if he came to...
Yeah, that was his plan, and we were trying to get consent from the audience, and it was a whole thing.
Well,
yeah.
So you will have to tune in to podcast but outside to see the riveting conclusion of that.
Follow us.
Yeah, follow
up. Yeah, we'll post clips from that. That'll be on our social media for sure.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it.
In conclusion, why don't you give yourselves a plug?
Okay.
All right. My name is Cole Hirsch. I live...
Go for it.
My name is Andrew Michon. I'm 6'2". I'm on Instagram and Twitter. And then our podcast is Podcast But Outside. And you can follow it on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. And there's like 1 minute clips. You don't have to watch a full hour of the show to see some of the really weird, crazy people
you
talked to over the years. Check out the full show on YouTube and podcast apps. It's free and it's fun. And every week we're at a new location with lots of different guests. We had them on this week. We've had past celebrities. We've had, you know, Noel Miller was on in the fall last year.
We're going on tour too.
Going on
tour. So if you want to see potential strangers cream their jeans on stage.
Yeah, our live show is the most fun thing we do, and there's limited tickets available. We truly have like very few tickets left.
Are you guys
should do unlimited? What do you think?
Well, we're almost sold out with a lot of our shows.
Stream it online.
Nah, we can't do that.
Are you guys doing a bunch of shows?
Like in the next couple months, we have like maybe 8 shows or something.
Holy shit!
Yeah, maybe 10.
Very cool.
I don't know, around the country in Canada.
You should talk to whatever that company is that does live streaming.
I know it just sounds like we're truly like when we're on the road, it's like we have a show every other night in different cities. It's just kind of difficult. But we're going to be in New York with Joe Parra. Then we're going to be in Boston, Chicago, Toronto is sold out. Then we're going to be in Austin, Texas, Vancouver. I don't know, all that stuff.
Very cool.
Damn, go get your ticks.
Yeah, go get your tickets.
Go get your ticks.
While they're still available.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks for having us, guys. This was really fun.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Learned a lot.
Thank you for having us on yours. And I'm glad we got to finally do this.
Great.
Yeah.
Good week.
Long don't forget, follow Andrew on Instagram. It's at Andrew Michon. I am at Andrew Michon 1.
Is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You starting like a competing business?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
That is good.
Don't forget to follow Ben on Instagram, at Ben Con.
If you want.
Yeah, I already do. I already do.
Okay, cool.
Muted, but I follow.
Do I follow you?
That's hardcore muted.
Yeah, do you follow me?
I follow you, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I follow you. I commented on your post this morning.
I know, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't see
you. Made me a little embarrassed, but it was okay.
Oh, really?
No, I just, well, yeah, it was a weird time to post.
Okay. Well, he posted, it was the first thing I saw when I woke up, and he posted a photo, and I said, I just commented 7 a.m. grid post.
That is a little weird.
My friend sent me a picture, and I was like, oh, I like this picture. I'll just post it.
Yeah. Damn.
I woke up and saw it, and I was like,
wow. Dude, somebody get Emil the embarrassment hat off of my head and put it on his
When's the cool time to post?
I didn't mean to embarrass
no,
you.
No,
there's no cool time.
It made me laugh.
That's true. Post at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m. every day. That's the good time to post.
Yeah,
2 times a day.
There you go. There's your answer.
I post like once a month.
All right, well, look out for me. 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m.
every day.
Well, folks, we love you very much.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
This week on After Hours.
I'd be unstoppable if I had better fashion sense.
On top of them, one sense, like drowning in pussy?
Buddy, I know how to swim.
Not with that much pussy.
Man, can you imagine if a bird told you to build a bomb?
The birds keep me from making bombs.
They tell me to, but I don't listen to them. I'd be like, I gotta do it. There's a reason this bird is talking to me.
Isn't that what...
Must be divine.
Wasn't that the Son of Sam thing? The dog was telling him to kill
him? Yeah, and he was right. He was following his heart.
And that's what being an adult is all about. Following your heart.
Following your heart, listening to a dog.
Gaslighting your wife.
Grow up, all right? Yeah, we gotta grow up, right?
This is gonna be a very...
Grown-up episode.
Grown-up episode.
Yeah.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.